What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how some narcissists like a challenge when it comes to dating and relationships and whatnot. Sometimes jobs and stuff too. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Yes. Challenge accepted. No. What's the Lion King with Mufasa and Scar at the beginning, when Scar says something smart mouth to Mufasa, and Mufasa said, "Raw, is that a challenge?" It's always what I think of when I hear the word challenge, come up and whatnot. But yeah, y'all, yes, it's a lot of narcissistic people. Love a challenge. They just do. A lot of narcissists love a challenge. They like to be challenged in some way, shape, or form. That's the part of it right there. That's how it goes. Like, they like to be challenged. They love to be challenged. Like, in relationships. Like, this is one of the main reasons why you see a lot of narcissists go for people that they might not even really like.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Like, somebody that's maybe, the phrase a lot of people will use is somebody that's out of their league and things like that. Somebody that has different alternative views than they do, like different political views, different religious views, different anything. Narcissists like a challenge. They like to change people. They like to see if they can get people. And a lot of times, just being realistic, it's not because they actually want to be with that person for a long period of time. They just want to be challenged to see if they can do it. A lot of narcissists suffer from chronic boredom. And y'all, this is not me saying that you are a boring person. This is just me saying that a lot of narcissists suffer from being chronically bored and whatnot. They just do. This is part of it right here. This is part of how it goes. Like, a lot of narcissists will suffer from this right here. And in life, especially if you reject them, especially if if you're playing hard to get, the harder to get, the better it is for some narcissistic people. Like, y'all might have different interests, but they pretend to be what you want in order to get you, to see if they can get you, because they like to be challenged. They like it, y'all. They like when they can pull somebody down to their level. If you're up here, they love it when they can reach outside there and get them there. Little relationship, little narcissistic relationship, tippy toes, and reach up and pull you down to this level. Some of them love that. Some of them absolutely, y'all. It's damn near an intoxicating feeling for a lot of narcissistic people in this space right here, in this position, when they get you, when they probably shouldn't have you, and that's the crazy thing about it is, you would think, and I know how a non-narcissistic person's mind works right here, you would think that if they work so hard to get you, why don't they just keep you? Why don't they work hard to keep you? Because they feel like they enough work to get you. I put in enough work, time, effort, energy in the beginning to... get you. Now it's just like, okay, now that I've done this, why do I need to put work in? That's why they love bomb you. The love bombing in the beginning is the work. The love bombing, and like I said, that's why I'm saying, like, the love bombing time period can be extended. It doesn't just end. There's no set timetable on when it would end. It does just end, but there's no set timetable on when the love bombing phase will come to an end. You see? Like, some love bombing phases last a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and y'all live off that for years. Some of them last months. Some of them, like, could damn near last a year or so, y'all. It just really depends on how, like, you can do a slow drip love bomb. The love bomb can be set off in the, it's a chain reaction of bombs. It's not just one big bomb. It's one cumulative bomb. It's a lot of mini explosions that lead up to one big bomb. You see what I'm saying? But that happens. That's why I tell so many people, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all, when you're dealing with somebody that you might think is toxic, or somebody that's you not, this is, how do I say this? I need to say this in a way that it doesn't disrespect people. But y'all, if you are not attracted to them initially, if you are not, if this person is not within your, whatever levels you set, whatever standards you have, if this person is not who you would know, like, if you have to force yourself to be attracted to this person, or this person, you know, really, really messed up the first date and come back the second date a completely different person, y'all, just, if you don't like the person at first, don't change it up, y'all, because narcissistic people hate rejection, right? They hate being rejected. They hate feeling like they are less than you. Like you are greater than them. So they like to pull you down. So that if you tell them no, some of them hate the word no. So they will keep, it's like, you know, they will keep trying and trying and trying until they get a damn yes. They hate the word no until they get a yes. You see what I'm saying? They hate it. So they will keep trying to get you until you say yes, just to hurt you. Just to get you in a relationship to treat you horribly because you said that first no. Because you hurt me at first. Now I'm going to be angry at you later on. Now I'm not going to let this go. That's how it goes right there, y'all. That's a very unique space that so many people fall into. If you say no to them at first, or you put them in the friend zone at first, or you're not interested in them at first, y'all, stay uninterested in them. But I'm just telling you, narcissistic people hold grudges. If you've rejected them in the past, they like a challenge to try to get you right now, and they will treat you horribly because they feel like they are a second fiddle. They were not your first choice. So now I'm going to treat you horribly because you chose somebody else before me when I show interest in you. That's a challenge that they like. If you make more money than them, that's a challenge that they like. If you are more physically or conventionally attractive than them, that's a challenge that they like. Different religion, that's a challenge they like. Different political affiliation. Y'all know, especially in America, how damn polarized politics. I hate election years. I hate election years. Because you see people's true colors come out. There's some vile people out here. But yes, that's how it goes, y'all. That's really, literally how it goes. They love a challenge. And this is like, it's not just to get you in a relationship, the type of challenge that they like. Another type of challenge that they really, really enjoy is to get you back in a relationship. If they've done something horrible to you, they've cheated on you, they lied to you, they left you for your friend, they've moved on, like they've left you for one of your friends or family members, they've chose somebody else above you, they're courting someone else, that's the old word, old timey word, courting someone else, they've treated you horribly and you've broken up with them or they've left you. And to try to get you back is a challenge that they love. Y'all, if they successfully get you back after they've done something horrible and unforgivable to you, they feel like they're just like on top of the world. That's a drug right there. That's a high. You know, that's a high for them. Wow. You really got back with me after I did this horrible stuff to you. Wow. I must really be the man. Yes. I must really be the it girl. Yes. I am them. They get into that space, their mindset, their mentality. I really am that guy. You know, they feel good about treating you horribly and getting back with you. That's a challenge. Yeah, when they, like I said again, the challenge is in the high. Who the hell is this? You know? The challenge is right there in the high right there, y'all. That's the challenge that they face right there, is getting you back. Yeah, and they might treat you good for a little while, but then they just go right back to treating you horribly. The challenge was to get you, and then they do it again and again and again and again until they probably get bored and just leave you alone for good. They exhaust you. And the challenge isn't fun anymore. It's not a challenge anymore because they know it no longer becomes a challenge. The more times you take them back, the less of a challenge it is. You know? You're like, now it's boring. Like, well, I've cheated on you 15 times and you took me back, so now it's boring. I know you're going to take me back. And then they'll leave you alone. They'll leave you alone. They'll leave you high, dry, and broken. And then you'll be angry and sell it the world. That's what I'm just telling you. Some narcissists love a challenge just to treat you horribly. Just to make you feel bad about yourself. Just to make you feel insignificant. Just to make you feel insecure. Just to jest. That's where it goes. So I want so many people. Yeah, that's what my goal right here. Somebody asked me, like, why do you do what you do on social media? What's the point of the YouTube channel? Like, y'all, I want to help as many people as possible live healthy, happy, authentic lives, because that's what my goal is for myself. It just is. So I'm, everybody who likes and comments and shares and watches my videos to the end, I truly, truly appreciate y'all. Everybody who subscribes to my channel, I truly appreciate y'all, because my challenge right now is a challenge to help as many people as possible. People who didn't think they could be reached. People who didn't think that their minds could be changed. That's my challenge. You see what I'm saying? I chase that high. And that's a high. You know, there's plenty of people I can help. You know what I mean? Help rather than hurt. You know? I chase that right there. Until if that narcissistic person in your life is chasing, you know, the ability to get people back and hurt people, they, you know, that's who they're going to be. Because that's where they get their high from. That's where they get their fulfillment from, is by hurting people. You know what I mean? Literally, by hurting people. This is what they do. This is the mindset. This is the I'm just telling y'all, this is where it goes. This is how it happens. So you have to be as strong as you possibly can in order to live the life that you want, to live authentically. Because you have to choose you. What is your challenge? You have to challenge yourself to live a healthier life, to live a better life, to understand you don't need this person. You mean, because the more times you take them back, the less of a challenge it is. The more bored they become with you, and they will discard you and get rid of you. But just because they discard you and get rid of you does not mean that they will leave you alone. They will still make your life a living hell. The challenge for you is to live your life as healthy and authentic as possible. Self-love is the greatest love, y'all. But so I need to hop off this thing. Check out my self-love journal on Amazon, y'all. Join my newsletter if you haven't. I'm releasing my first course this week. It's a 7-day course. It's not, y'all. It's an amazing course. It comes with a community as well. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. I'm so thankful for y'all. So grateful for y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.